Good morning and welcome to the Paul Green Comedy Podcast. It is April 27th, 2024. This is episode 100 and is this 150?
Oh my gosh. I think this is episode 150, everybody.
This is a podcast by a dreamer for all you dreamers out there. Stand-up comedian and actor Paul Green Comedy documenting my journey. So, those of you following the podcast know that I have been in Hollywood, California all week doing a run at the world-famous Magic Castle playing piano for an incredibly talented magic improv musical duo called The Charlatans, my buddies Bill Cott and Dave Cox, who are just incredible performers and actors and singers and musicians, and they're just incredible human beings, and I'm so grateful that I get to perform with them periodically throughout the year. We'll usually do one or two runs of this show that they created from scratch, which is this fun vaudevillian kind of musical film noir type, kind of a dinner theater feel magic show that I play piano for, and it is so much fun. And yeah, so I've been doing that. So we did three shows last night, and they all went just super well. They were so much fun. I had an opportunity also to hang out with another comedian friend of mine whose name is Josh Nassar, who has been incredibly successful on social media. You all should check out Josh Nassar. He has just a really fun internet personality and has been very successful. And he's actually coming to Arizona to do a comedy show on May 11th, which I will have the pleasure of opening for him. So very much looking forward to hanging out with Josh and doing a show. And yes, I got to grab lunch with him, and we'll also be hanging out with him later today. So, I had a couple of talent agents who work for the company that I am represented with, represented by. Bit of a tongue twister there. So I am repped by an agency here in Los Angeles, but I'm only repped in their commercial vision division. And so I invited out some other agents to come out to the Magic Castle and got to meet them Thursday. And I had an opportunity to reach out to them yesterday and thank them for coming, and just reached out and just said, hey, you know, would there be a chance that we could chat next week? I'd love to talk about perhaps getting repped theatrically by you. And so we'll see if they have an interest. You never know. If not, you know, that's just an interesting game out here in Hollywood, is trying to get an agent, and every agent out here is just completely bombarded by actors who are looking for representation and hoping to get an agent who can get them in the room, get them auditions, get them opportunities. And it is a hustle and it's a grind. So I don't know. I don't know if I made an impression on them or not. Either way, it was really great meeting them. They had a great energy. They were so gracious, and they're doing a lot of great things. And so it would be really awesome if this led to more opportunities. But if it doesn't, I was really grateful to be able to meet them and that they came out and enjoyed a night at the Magic Castle. So last night, I got a huge migraine and ended up going for a walk. I'm staying with my buddy Bill in his apartment in North Hollywood, and it's kind of a it's a decent sized apartment, but the walls are a little thin and sound carries. And usually when I get a migraine this bad, I usually end up vomiting quite profusely. And I didn't want to do that at 2 a.m. and risk waking up my buddy because we were all incredibly exhausted. So I ended up going for a walk up and down Magnolia Boulevard in Hollywood, North Hollywood, California. Ended up throwing up in a like a little dirt area or something by the side of the road. And I was pretty exhausted. My sleep schedule has been pretty bad. And so once I threw up, that's usually when I start to feel better. And then I went home or back to the apartment. And then I just crashed and I slept in so late. I didn't have any work stuff in the morning, which was fantastic. So I was really able to get a lot of sleep, which, you know, everybody talks about how important sleep is, and I know it, I get it, but good night sleeps have just never been my thing. I've never been a morning person. I've never been a, you know, hit the pillow and zonk out. That's just always been a struggle for me. I think I was just built to be a comedian. I am just always, always, always up late. And no matter what I do, I know everybody is now going to leave in the comments, have you tried melatonin? Have you tried this? Have you tried that? And it's just like, yes. So it was great to get some sleep. Made the show last night go a lot better. Now, I realized that I have neglected sharing my new material. So those of you following the podcast know that I have been trying to write new material. Well, I have been writing new material. I say try because, you know, I don't think it's all good. But I have been trying to write new material, and the last couple of days, I have not shared any of it. So I am going to share some new joke ideas that I have been writing and trying to work on. So here's the first idea. I wrote this one a few days ago, and I don't even really know what I'm trying to do with this. So I'll just read what I have written here and see if it makes sense. So I was at a diner recently and, you know, got a hamburger and fries. And it occurred to me, I don't think I've ever finished a plate of fries ever in my life. I just feel like diners just load French fries onto these plates. And I don't understand why. Do restaurants just always purchase a surplus of fries? They need to free up some space in the freezer. So they're like, hey, let's just go dump 2 pounds of fries on this guy's plate. I just can't tell you how many times I've been at a diner with other people and everybody is just trying to pawn their fries off of everybody else. Hey, have some of these fries. Hey, I'm not going to finish these fries. You want some of these fries? It's like, no, because we all have fries too that we're not going to finish. I feel like if restaurants just learned how to ship all of their uneaten fries overseas, we might end world hunger. All right. I don't know if that's anything. What is this? Oh, I stayed at this Motel 6, and they didn't have any outlets near the bed. Right? So there's nowhere to charge my phone close to the bed. I'm just going, how did the architects think to put an outlet on the other side of the room? Those architects were just like, well, if these guys want to plug something in, yeah, they're going to have to work for it. We're going to have to walk all across the room to plug anything in. I actually hold the bed away from the wall, and there was an outlet in the middle of the wall where the bed was. It's just like, yeah, these architects, maybe they just want you to get a good workout so that you're more rested before you go to bed. All right. I don't like any of this stuff either. All right. I'm out in my car and it just turned off, but I need the light on. So that's why you just might have heard a little bell. Okay. Oh, my magician friends are not gonna like this bit. As you know, I've been performing at the world famous Magic Castle, which it's like magic is like sacred to them, and now I'm gonna lampoon it. So I gotta be honest, I don't understand how magic is still a thing. I don't know how magicians keep on fooling people with tricks when every single trick you can just Google online and they'll tell you exactly how they did it. Besides, I feel like magicians are just monetizing what grandpas do for free. You know, my grandpa used to pull a quarter out of my ear all the time, but he was never like, oh, look it, here's a quarter. Now give me $5,000, please.
Anyway. I don't think I got anything else more than that. What is this?
Oh. Yeah, I don't get why we're still spending taxpayer money on the United States Postal Service. Do we really need to rely on the federal government to send all of that paper recycling? I'm pretty sure that 90% of every household's recycling bin has stamps on it. You know, I looked it up. The USPS operating budget is $85 billion. That seems like a lot of money. Maybe those sexy mailman shorts are Gucci, I guess. All right. Well, that's all I got. Oh my gosh, I want to tell this really random story. So, a couple of days ago, for those of you who follow the podcast, I shared this joke about The Lord of the Rings, and I talk about how The Lord of the Rings movie doesn't make any sense because, you know, Frodo has to go through this perilous journey, but then at the very end of the journey, Gandalf summons these eagles who just pick Frodo up and fly him back home. And ultimately, my joke is, why didn't Gandalf just summon the eagles at the start of the movie and just fly Frodo over to Mount Mordor so he could just throw the ring in and then fly him back? So I shared that joke, and it's actually a joke that I wrote about 10 years ago, but I never really kept it in my set. I think I may have only told it once or twice. So last night at the magic show, so the two magicians who I'm talking about, they incorporate a lot of improvisation into their act. And what they do is they play pretty much this improv game called Lines from a Hat, where they have the audience fill out a bunch of lines of dialogue, and then they read those lines of dialogue throughout their show. So in the show, Dave, the magician, reads this line of dialogue, and it's a quote from Lord of the Rings. And I think it might be the quote where Frodo says, like, I'll take the ring. And then Dave, as a joke, goes, so now we know that we're quoting Lord of the Rings. And then he goes, yeah, I'll take the ring, even though evidently Gandalf has eagles and he could have just flown me to Mordor and then flown me back. But I guess I'll carry it. Which is exactly the punchline of my joke. And it totally like blew my mind. I'm going, I literally had that bit written in my notebook, which I had with me, by the way. And I was just going, wait, did I talk to Dave? Did I tell him that bit? Because, like, the way that he said it was, like, the exact premise of my bit. So after the show, I pulled him aside. I was like, David, did we talk about that Lord of the Rings bit? And he goes, like, no. He goes, I wrote a joke like that when I was doing stand-up comedy, which was like 20 years ago. And it just blew my mind. And I just said, Dave, I wrote almost that exact same joke, or at least that exact same idea, in a joke that I, first of all, I wrote 10 years ago, and then I have resurrected recently, and I literally have it written out in my notebook, and I actually show him my notebook where I said, look it, here is the bit. And I'm going, we didn't talk about this? He just goes, no. He just says, I wrote that bit a long time ago. I used to do it all the time. And it was just this really random moment of parallel thinking that spans across decades from when he originally wrote it. He's a little bit older than me and hasn't done stand-up in a long time. And I don't know. There was just something really interesting that, like, he and I would, you know, have the exact same thought about the Lord of the Rings movies, and that we would both write a joke about it, and that the joke would pretty much be the exact same observation. Now, I don't know what that means, everybody. I don't know if it means anything, but it was just this really random synchronistic event, I guess, that, I don't know, maybe it doesn't mean anything, but that is just what happened, and it just was a very interesting story about two comics viewing the world, or at least this one bit, in the same way. And I don't know, it just, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, it actually just kind of made me feel good. Just kind of go, like, you want to know what? Like, maybe I'm on the right track. If, you know, another comedic performer who I really respect is seeing things kind of the way that I'm seeing them as well. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just trying to stretch meaning out of nothing, because sometimes this biz can be hard, and sometimes you have to find some meaning to just keep moving forward and keep grinding. So anyway, everybody, that is the update for April 27th, 2024. I am in pretty good spirits. I feel ambitious and hopeful. I'm excited to see if any of this material, I feel like I'm just in such a, I just feel like I'm in idea generation mode. I'm just trying to think of as many ideas as I possibly can, in the hopes that some of those ideas will actually be worthwhile and will, you know, start to feel like ideas that I can start to build my new set around. So that's what I'm up to, everybody. I hope that your dreams are going well. You're finding motivation. You are, you know, feeling good, feeling ambitious. I know there can be some dark days, and I hear you, and I feel you on that. And let's keep moving forward. Keep being ambitious. Keep taking calculated risks. Keep trusting in ourselves, trusting in our dreams, and enjoying the process as we move forward. All right, everybody. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening, and I will check in with you tomorrow.